for your journey, a life thought for your day, to keep your heart in tune, like giving wisdom for your way. I have a life thought for your journey, a life thought for your day, to keep your heart in tune, life giving wisdom for your way.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Life Thoughts Radio, where we are setting our minds on higher things. Now here's your host, Annette E. Morton.
Well, praise the Lord and Happy New Year. Happy New Year, all. We just praise God for 2015. And we're expecting God to do mighty things, take us into higher things. Amen. Praise God. We're just excited about what God is going to do in this upcoming year. And we just praise God for it. This being our first broadcast for Life Thoughts Radio, and I'm just super excited, as my dear sister and friend Tonya Boyd says. I just praise God for just being here, and I'm not going to take up too much time because we have an awesome guest, anointed man of God, who's going to minister the word tonight. And we ended 2014 with one of our brothers coming in and sharing from his book and sharing with the brothers. And now we're starting 2015 with the brothers again. You know, we're used to doing stuff for our sisters, but, you know, we got to showcase our brothers and just put them out there and let God use them for his glory. And I'm just really, really, really excited for what God is going to do on tonight. And just to kind of give you a kind of heads up, we're going to let you know as we go along with our shows, and because we're going to actually be scheduling them a little bit sporadically as the Lord leads us into this new year. So we invite you to, as always, follow us on our website at lifethoughtspublishing.com. You know, you can always follow us at our Facebook pages at Life Thoughts Radio or Annette E. Morton, author. Again, that's on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at EVANG_A or Evangelist A. Again, you can always, you know, you can always follow us if you have a profile. You can click to follow us on our BTR profile at blogtalkradio.com/Life Thoughts Radio, even if you want to go back and listen to any of our four Heartright Ministry original shows. But we're going to be moving about as the Lord leads us in 2015. So we may not have our time of service and fellowship on the air every Monday as we're used to doing, but we want you to stay in the know and stay in the flow with us as we follow God, because he's leaving a breadcrumb trail, hallelujah, where he's going to get the glory. Is that all right? Hallelujah. So without further ado, you know what time it is. It's time for a word from our 2014/2015 life sponsor, Sarah Sarah Cosmetics.
Sarah Sarah Cosmetics offers a variety of colorful, luscious lip gloss pots, lipsticks, new eyeshadow, and skincare products. Launch your royal experience today. Visit us on the web at www.sarahsarahcosmetics.com or www.sarahsarahcosmetics.com. Let Sarah Sarah Cosmetics help you embrace the royalty in you.
Praise God, family. Praise God. Praise God. And we also like to encourage you not just to listen in to our shows, but also following us on our aforementioned links. But we also want to just thank those who have been such a wonderful support to our writing ministry and have purchased your copy of Transference of Coverings, Understanding the Role of a Man Over a Woman's Life in Prior Times. And we just thank and praise God for your support of our writing ministry. And we encourage you, you can pick up your copy. You can go on our website. Again, that's lifethoughtspublishing.com. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere. Just Google us, Annette E. Morton. Or you can also, again, visit our Facebook pages and our Twitter page as well. And connect with us, because when you purchase a copy of Transference of Coverings, you are also assisting us with being a great help, as we always have done in the past, even in 2015, to go alongside the assistance of Kingdom First Ministries and Aid to assist with ministering to those who are homeless and less fortunate right here in the heart of Baltimore, Maryland. So if you've already sold into our ministry, we thank you so much, and we pray that the book is being a blessing to you and those that you have gifted the book to. So we just thank you again for your help, because a part of your purchase actually goes to assisting Kingdom First Ministries and Aid. Praise God. And with the mention of Kingdom First Ministries and Aid, we also continue to ask your prayers for one of our dear sisters and friends that's a part of KFMA, Elder Lynn Dixon. As we shared with you on the end of last year, we had an event that we were assisting with Kingdom First Ministries and Aid with, and before that event took place, she was actually in a fire accident. And she is still recovering. So we ask that you would please, please continue to pray her strength, continue to pray for her encouragement in the Lord, continue to pray for her healing in Christ Jesus, and continue to just those who know her, who tune in on a regular, who have connected through Facebook from my page to her, please continue to send encouragement words to her and her family. And we thank you for those who have supported her, and also for Kingdom First Ministries in Ministries and Aid, as well as Elder Tanya Cox, who's usually with us for providing the word, today's word encounter with us. Continue to keep her in prayer as well. She's mending from surgery. So we praise God for these mighty women of God who are about the Father's business. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're ready. We're ready. We're ready to bring on our life ambassador today, who is representing the kingdom of God. And we just praise God for this young brother. He is an awesome man of God, a humble spirit, just on fire for the Lord. And is none other than my dear friend, Minister Marlon Austin. He is a powerful and energetic young man, again, who is on fire for God. He is a young man who's being used daily as a minister in the marketplace, and countless lives are being transformed. And Minister Austin has been married to his middle school sweetheart, Tiffany Austin, and we want to send a shout out to her. And they've been married for 7 years, and they are the proud parents of beautiful, beautiful babies, Taylor Marlon Austin Jr. and newly arrived Mason Austin. We just praise God for this beautiful family. We just thank and praise God for this mighty man of God. Minister Austin is the co-founder of Men Molding Men, which is a men's mentoring group that is geared towards empowering, encouraging, and educating men across all spectrums. He is a licensed minister at the Faith Christian Worship Center and currently serves as president of the men's ministry at the church. Minister Austin is determined to make a change in the community and edify the kingdom of God. So without further ado, family, we just want to welcome this mighty man of God and this mighty man of valor who's going to bring forth the word tonight. And we just encourage you, get your brothers, get your sons, get your uncles, your papa, get whoever you have to get. Tell them to tune in right now to Life Thoughts Radio and hear a word from the Lord. Minister Austin, praise God.
We yes, thank God yes. Good evening. God. Good evening, Miss Morton. You have been such a beautiful host in a little bit of time that we've shared. I thank God for you giving me this opportunity to think it not robbery to come search and find a little old me, a ram in the bush, to come out and invite me on to a show called Life Ambassador. When I heard the name of the show, something just happened inside of my spirit just to say, you know, a Life Ambassador. So it's truly, truly a wonderful thing to even know you and just to touch base with you here and there. And we met a year or two ago, and after we met,
right,
we actually hit it off, and we clicked up, and we even met again at a friend over at First Baptist, and we met over there, and we met again, and you said, I'm going to have you on my show. And, you know, a lot of times people say that, and then they never hear from you, but you hunted me down. You said, hey, listen, Minister
Austin, right.
I need you
that's
on
right.
my show. So I told my wife, I said, baby, take care of everything and get me on the show. So I thank God for your obedience. And I've been on your webpage. I've been researching you, checking you out. You are a mighty asset to the kingdom of God. You're not only just a host on a radio show. You got some books going on. You are a singing sister, a praying sister, a minister. You are just somebody who ministers to every capacity. So it's my prayer that God just continue to bless everything that you put your hands on. And as you go into this new season of your life, I pray that God allow you to walk into a season of plenty. I mean a season of plenty money, plenty joy, plenty peace, plenty power, and plenty favor. Allow me to be on this show. It's a beautiful thing.
Praise God. Well, my brother, I just thank and praise God for you. And I'm just going to drop back, and I'm going to give you the rest of this time and just let God have his way. Is that all right?
That's all right. That's all right.
Praise him. Praise him.
And listen, first and foremost, I want to thank God. I want to thank God for any opportunity that I get to even open up my mouth and say, thus says the Lord. I have to give God all glory and all honor and all praise. Just a little bit about me. I'm a young man that's 29 years old, soon to be 30 years old, grew up in the rough streets of Baltimore. And a lot of times people feel like because where they grew up at or where they born at, which is their geographical location, it is determined of their destination. That's not true, because no matter where you are, there are two things that will get you where you need to be: choices and decisions. So I made up my mind about 7 years ago that I'm going to go ahead and walk with God, and I took my call to preach, and it lets me know that no matter where you are, if you open up your mouth and allow God to take control of you, he can bring you out. Because, wow, God will bring you up out of a tough spot so that way when you go to where you came from, people will see the light on you and it will draw them closer to you. So I thank God for using me at every capacity. I thank God for my wife. I would be nothing, not even half the man without her. She has been such a blessing to me, my ministry, as well as taking care of the family, a wonderful mother, a wonderful wife. And I truly thank God for her. But I want to go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. She gave me a little bit of time, so I'm not going to labor for you long, but I'm going to share what the Lord has given me for the men. Let us pray. Our Father and our strong God, we first and foremost, God, just like to say thank you. God, we'd like to say thank you for all that you've done. We'd like to say thank you for all that you're doing. And Father God, we thank you for all that you're about to do. God, we come to magnify your name, exalt your name, and we come to lift your name up on high. God, if you never do another thing, Father God, you have done more than enough. God, so we can't help but to give you all the praise. God, we pray right now that you continue to be in the midst of this show. I pray that you empty me of self and fill me with your, God, allow your words to come off of my tongue that it may be a sweet smell and fragrance unto your ears. And let it be a seed that is sown into the hearts of men, that it may not only just bear fruit, but it may bear great fruit and good fruit. God, I pray right now that everybody under the sound of my voice, wherever they're going through, God, I pray that you give them the strength to make it through. I pray that you give the strong, I give them, everybody that's weak, give them some strength. Everybody that's sad, God, give them some joy. Everybody that's going through financial difficulty, God, bless them with the money. God, I pray that you move every mountain, wipe every distraction, wipe every fear, and calm it right now so that you may get the glory. It's in Jesus' name that I pray, and my soul rejoices and says amen and hallelujah. Family, listen, today I want to talk about the men for a second. God has put me into a season of my life where I thought I was about to walk into the promised land, and I said I'm going to reap everything that I've sown, but God had another agenda for me. How many people know that when we have plans of our own, God is easy to be able to get in the midst of our plans and change our plans, because it's not our will, but it's God's will. And when I thought I was about to go into a season where I was going to just ride the wave and I'm going to start my youth program, I'm going to get some mentors, and we're going to be a blessing to these young people in the community, these young males, God said that's not going to happen. So God brought me back to the drawing board. And when he brought me back to the drawing board, he said, Marlon, how are you going to have a mentoring program without mentors? How can you teach young men how to be men when you don't have men? I said, Lord, you have a very good point. So then God jagged me, and he took me into a place where he taught me about men. He gave me even the vision, men molding men. In order to become a man, you must first be a man. And a lot of times we were grown up to think, oh, a man's supposed to sleep with this amount of women, the man's supposed to make this amount of money, the man should never cry, the man should never show emotions, but that's not true. If you think about men, you have so many mighty men of God in the Bible that have shown emotion. Men, you are no longer, you're not demasculating yourself by showing your emotions. You're literally showing yourself that you are human. So when God gave me the vision for men more than men, I sold into the vision. And I thank God for TJ, the brother who's hooked up with me, and we've started running with the vision. And the vision is to mold men to become more men. And in the process of me doing this vision, in the same year, around the same time, God pushed me into the men's ministry. So now I have two men's ministries. I thought I was going into a season of harvest, but God said, no, you're going into a season of work. Why? Because the men are so broken. The men are so bonded. They are so left out. They're just at the bottom of the totem pole. They feel like, oh, I can't get out of this rut that I'm in. I don't know which way to go. I can't help get off of this edge and this cliff that I'm about to jump off. So we have, and the men had to be sold into. So God has given me a vision to sow into the men. And another thing that we do with men, mold the men, we're going to get the men, and we're going to gauge everything around that person. It'll be like a prescription. We don't all go to the doctor for the same prescription because you may not be able to handle the same dose that I'll take. So which means that we will guard and gauge a program just for this particular man to help this man to become a productive and a positive citizen in the environment. That way he can go and take care of himself and he can take care of his family. I'm going to bring you right now to a scripture, one of my favorite scriptures that I'm going to read, and I'm going to exalt this scripture, and we're going to talk about it. Scripture reads like this. I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. It says, when I was a child, I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Amen. Thank God for his word. Family, when you become a man, you have to first off learn to be responsible. There's nothing more disappointing, upsetting, as well as besetting, than a man who doesn't keep his word. Women, you're not off the hook, but I'm not here to address you right now, but the Holy Spirit will speak to you as well. But I'm talking to my men tonight. I'm talking to my fathers. I'm talking to my brothers. I'm talking to my uncles. I'm talking to the grandfathers. I'm talking to the men for your life. And you can't keep blaming it on the fact that, oh, I didn't have a father growing up and I didn't have nobody to show me the way. Because if you understand that you have a heavenly father, why? Because the Bible says when your mother or your father forsake you, then the Lord will take you in, which means there's no reason to make excuses. In order to become excellent, you must first learn to execute excuses and take responsibility for your life and be a man of your word. The one thing that really changed my life is when I made up my mind. How many people out there know that there is power in a made up mind? You can say, oh, I might do this, I'm thinking about doing that, I'm considering doing that. But when you open up your mouth and declare and decree that I will do this, I will not do that, the universe has to obey it. And the writer was Paul. He said, when I was a child, which means that once you grow up, you have to learn how to be a man about things. You can't continue to walk around here misappropriating your funds, and your priorities are not in proper perspective if you say that you are a man. A man does not leave his family. A man does not forget about his family. A man takes care of his family. Even if the mother and the father are not together, you should still be there for the kids. I know I'm walking on toes, but thank God he's a healer and he can heal your toes. But you have to understand, as a man, you have to step up to the plate. Why is a man has so much responsibility? Why the man? Why this? Why that? Why? Let's go in Genesis. The Bible says, it says, we were created in God's image and in God's likeness, which means that we were created first, which means the women came from the man. Womb, man, womb of a man, which means that if it wasn't for a man, the woman wouldn't be here. So understand, if it wasn't for a woman, men wouldn't be here, but the man was created, which means that we are the head. How do you know? I'm glad you asked. You asked great questions. Think about when they were in the Garden of Eden, when they ate and they were ashamed, when they hid themselves. When God came through the garden in the breeze of the day, he did not call Eve. Eve was the one who ate. Eve was the one who gave it to Adam. He called the one who he gave the order to, which was the man. The Bible says that the man is the head, which means that no matter what happens in men, it's the Marlon Austin household, it's going ultimately fall on me. But in order for that to happen, I had to step up. I had to be a man. Yeah, I may not have had the best father growing up, but I thank God for my father today. But because I didn't have what I wanted, I allowed God to give me the opportunity to create what I needed. Which means that my children need me. And if I don't do nothing else for my children, the best thing that I can do is be there and show them what a good, godly, an example of what a man looks like. Why? Because when I was a child, I fought like a child. I played with toys like a child. But when I became a man, I had to put some childish things to the side, and I had to step up to the plate, and I had to be there. Some days I may not feel like going to work, but I got to. Why? Because I have responsibilities, and I have obligations. And I have to take care of my children. So I thank God for every man that has stepped up. And even talking about men, let's talk about Joseph now. We already talked about Adam. Now we're talking about Joseph. Who is Joseph? I'm glad you asked. We're talking about Joseph and Mary. Joseph was the one who was a surrogate of God. He was the one who stood there by Mary, and the fact that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit, he didn't leave. And that's what I come to tell somebody here today. If you want to be inside of a woman's life and you want to accept this woman, you want to court this woman, and you see some potential with this woman, you have to willing to be able to step up and not only accept her, but accept her children. I know some people don't like to hear that, but I come to let you know that if you're a woman, you should never, ever put a man before your child. Because you have to understand that God has given you a responsibility to those children. Now I'm talking to the women. Y'all wanted to be talked to. Let's talk to you now. So understand that you should never put a man before, and you should never have to choose between a man or your children. Why? Because if that man cannot accept you and your children, that man must do like keep it moving. He got to keep on going to the next stop. Why? Because you are a package deal. You will never separate from your children. Why? Because your children are your responsibility. But if that man decides to take on you, he should be able to be a blessing to those children as well. Another thing I want to talk about with men, you have to learn how to put aside petty differences, which means that you have to not focus on what you didn't get, not focus on the lack of education. Don't focus on the lack, but focus on the plenty, which means that even though you may not have a father growing up, even though you may not have had what you wanted growing up, but thank God you had an uncle or somebody in your life that was a positive role model that you wanted to glean from his wisdom to become the man that you want to be. Don't make excuses and say, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. Until you discover who you were created to be, you cannot possibly understand where you are going. What better thing to do than you don't go get a BMW and take it to the Ford dealer to find out how to get it fixed. You take it to the actual manufacturer. So if you are a man, why not go to the God who created man, which is God himself, the creator of the universe, the one who put the earth and the moon, the sun and the stars in place. You have to get in his presence and allow God to teach you how to become a man. Why? Because if you are a man, if you have been hurt, if you have been abused, 9 times out of 10, if you do not allow God to heal you, you will allow your hurt to hurt people. A lot of times, men, you go out here and you sleep with women because you don't have that sense of love. You don't have that sense of compassion. Why? Because you're going to do what you feel like you should do. But that's not always the case. So let me ask you this today. What are you doing in order to get to the next level as a man? In order to become a man, you have to first out hang out with the man. I'm talking about hanging out with God. There's nobody on this earth that's a better teacher on how to be a man is the God who created man. So in order to become a man, you need to stop looking out in the streets, stop looking out in the club, stop looking out in a bar, and start looking inside yourself. Come on, Minister Marlon Austin, I hear what you're talking about, but give me some Bible to back me up. The Bible says it says greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world, which means that the God that you serve, he's inside of you. But you have to do a couple of things. You have to first off confess with your mouth, and then you also have to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and he rose from the dead. Then the Holy Spirit will live inside of you, which means that he will allow you to have a change of attitude. You will have a change of action, and you have a change of emotion. And understand that deep beyond the heart of every man, beyond the hurt, it lies a marvelous destiny designed by a loving Father. Deep within the heart of every single man, beyond all of your hurt, beyond all of your depression, beyond all of your set, beyond all of your anger, all your malice, and all of your strife. It lies a man inside of you that's determined for destiny. So I come to speak to that man inside of you. I come to speak to your spirit, man, and call you from every dark cave. I come to call you from every low place. I come to call you from the high. I come to call you from the low. And I come to call you into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. It's my prayer today that when you get off of this Blog Talk Radio, you decide to make up your mind that I am going to be a man. I am going to be there for my family. I am going to be a blessing, not a burden. I am going to stand up for my community. I am no longer going to walk around with my back bent down. Martin Luther King said it like this. It says, if you learn how to walk around with your back bent down, people going to ride you. But you got to learn how to stand straight up and be upright, which means people can't ride your back. You can't keep allowing people to say, oh, I can't get a job. Oh, I can't get this. Oh, nobody's hiring. Oh, I got a felony. You got to have a made-up mind and say, I don't care what I got to go through. I'm going to get on my feet. I don't care how many interviews that I got to go to. I'm not going to get discouraged. Why? Because the Bible says, it says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint. Now, so I come to encourage some men today that feel like giving up. Don't you faint. Don't you quit. Don't you turn around. Don't you throw in the towel. Why? Because the God that we serve, he sits high and he looks low. And a God that we serve, his arms are not short and his arms are not weak. His arms are long and they are strong. And no matter where you may find yourself on life journey, I come to let you know today that God can reach you. And not only can God reach you, but God can pick you up and God can turn you around. And God can plant your feet on solid ground. So I don't care what you're struggling with right now. I come to ask you right now to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Why? Because no matter where you may find yourself, God can bring you up out of the dark pit if you only trust him. Family, you got to also have a prayer life as a man. The Bible says, it says, God desires men to pray everywhere and not faint. You have to learn how to, oh, God, I need you to do this. Sometimes you have to travail before God. Some things may not just come overnight. Some things is not going to be a quick fix. But the Bible says, it says, be anxious for nothing. It says, but in everything through prayer and supplication, it says, make your requests known unto God, and he will give you the peace that will guard your heart in Christ Jesus. Understand this, that if you have God guarding your heart, there's nothing that should be able to come up against you that breaks you down. Why? Because the God inside of you, he's building you up. He's making you stronger. He's making you wiser. He's making you bolder. So you need not to sit down on your hands and not sit there with your face in a puddle, but learn how to pick up your head. It says, just like they said, it says, though they slay me, yet will I trust them. Why? Because I've never seen the life is forsaken, nor have I ever seen a seed begging for bread. So if you only learn how to keep on praying to God, keep on fasting to God, keep on seeking your faith to God, you will receive God's reward. Why? Because the Bible says that God cannot be mocked, that whatsoever a man soweth, that what you shall reap. If you don't sow into the prayer closet, you can't reap a harvest. Think about a bank account. I don't care how many times you go to the bank. I don't care how many times you push those numbers. If you don't have the money in the bank, you can't get it out, which means your prayer is like putting stock into heaven. Oh, my old church, my pastor that I grew up under, who taught me a lot of preaching and praying and all of the great things, Earl Gilliard, I thank God for him. He said, little prayer, little power. But if you don't have no prayer, you don't have no power. I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care how much you holler. I don't care how much you shout. I don't care how well you hoop. I don't care how well you dance. I don't care how well you're on a drum. I don't care how much you play the piano. If you don't have prayer with God, you can't have power with God. Why? Because power comes through prayer. You'll understand that anointing is not power. I don't care how well you holler. I don't care how well you tune up. I don't care how much you, oh, yeah, that is not power. You cannot confuse power with noise. Noise and anointing is not the same. Anointing comes from relationship. Anointing comes from travailing before the Lord. Anointing comes from turning down your plate and asking God, God, I'm not going to eat until you've changed my child's life. I'm not going to eat until you bless my wife. I'm not going to eat until you bless my children. I'm not going to eat until you turn. I'm not going to do nothing until you move, which means that you are serious about God. And after you start praying, you have to marry praying with reading. I don't care how much you pray. If you don't have the Word of God, you're praying an empty prayer. You have to get some substance in your prayer, which is the Word of God. How do you know, Mom? And I hear what you're saying, but think about Jesus. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness after he fasted for 40 days. And while he was being tempted in the wilderness, he said in his word, it is written. It's written. Man cannot live off bread alone. It is written, which means that he understood the power of the written word. Whoa, we got to understand the power of the word of God. John said it like this. It says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was God, and the word was with God. And then it goes on to say around chapter verse 8, it says, and the word became flesh. There's power in your word. How do you know? Life and death lies in the power of your tongue. So once you make up your mind and you say, I'm not going to get out of this rut, I'm going to always be struggling, I'm going to always be down, I'm going to always be weak, I'm going to always be indecisive, I'm going to always be troublesome, I'm going to always be worried, you will continue to do just that. But when you make up your mind that I'm going to declare like this, that I'm going to speak those things that are not as though they already are, when you wake up weak, you're going to say, by the blood of Jesus, I am strong. When you wake up sad, you're going to say, by the blood of the Lamb, I have joy. Why? Because God will give you joy unspeakable. Why? Because you will have to get all of those things that you speak, that whatsoever you sow, that's what you shall reap. If you sow a thought, you reap an attitude. When you sow your attitude, you reap your action. When you sow your action, there you have your consequences. What brings me back to the first point that I said, our life will be predicated upon decision. But with every man, you have to make a decision. And you have to make a decision to be confident. You have to make a decision to live on purpose. You have to make a decision to be strong. You have to make a decision to diligently seek your destiny. You have to make a decision to be accountable. You have to make a decision to be loyal. So once you make that decision and that declaration into the atmosphere, it has to obey it. Why? Because it will not hold you accountable for something that you don't know. But once you know what you know, it's imperative that you show what you know. But if you know what you know and you don't show what you know, I think you should be a little bit more accountable. Why? Because God has given you all the tools and the resources for you to get up out of the rut that you're in. God has given you everything that you need to make it to the promised land. Think about the promised land. The children of Israel, they were came from out of Egypt and they went into the wilderness. And a lot of times us as men, we think we're going to get saved on Sunday, and then Monday we're going to be a deacon, and on Tuesday we're going to be an elder, and on Thursday we're going to open up our own church. It does not work like that. Everything that we're going through now, it's a process and not an event, which means that it said in Philippians 1, it says, he that has begun a good work in you, he shall bring it to completion. So I've got good news for somebody today. If God has already started working on you, he ain't going to let you go until he finished working on you. I don't care how you may feel like Jacob. You may be wrestling with God for an answer. You may be fighting with God for some wisdom. You may be fighting with God about something. But it's good news to know that even though you may be wrestling with God, it's good news to know that God still has his hand on you. So even though you may be in the wilderness, you ain't got to stay in the wilderness. You can go into the promised land just like Joshua and Caleb did, but you must first believe the report. So let me ask you right now, whose report do you believe? Do you believe the report of men? Do you believe that you will be a statistic? Do you believe because you grew up in a poverty neighborhood that you will never be able to amount to nothing? Do you believe that you can never be a millionaire? Do you believe that you can never own your own business? Do you believe that you can never be a good stand-up father? Do you believe those things? If you believe those things, you are believing a lie. And I come to dismiss that lie right now, and I come to speak over your life right now. Care everything in your life right now that may be coming to destroy you, distract you, or defeat you, I come to drive it out right now in the name of God. I pray right now, and I'm asking God, as I say, to move in their life and pull them from where they are and take them to where they ought to be in you. Family, you must understand that as a man, you must have a vision. Because if you don't have a vision, you're going to live somebody else's vision. You got to have not just a vision, but a strong vision that's shaped by godly character. What that would do is that would enable you to bring an order of peace and environment to your home. So if you're a man and you don't know where you want to go in life, don't be confused Why? Your house is in turmoil. Why? Because you are indecisive with the journey. As a man, you need to go to God and get the agenda. In order to get the agenda, you got to spend time in prayer. In order to get the agenda, you got to get time in word. Why? Because it is impossible to know the will of God without the word of God. Why? Because the word of God is the will of God. So if you don't know the word of God, you don't know which way God is trying to take you. So what that means, you cannot create an atmosphere to grow. Why? Because you don't even know the next move. But at the end of the day, you as a man, you have to lead him. Think about Abraham. He didn't call his wife. He called Abraham. He said, Abraham, come on, let's go. Abraham said, hey, where are we going? He said, don't worry about where we're going. Follow me. A lot of times we as men, we feel like we have to have the last word. We got to feel like we got to get A through Z. God don't owe us no explanation, but we have to first do what the Bible says. It says, walk by faith and not by sight, which means that we should not allow the things that we see to hinder what and whom we believe in. Because if we're walking by faith, we may not see the way, but if we follow, come on, preacher, we may not see the way, but if we're following the way, we'll go the way. How do you know? The Bible says, it says, Jesus said this, I am the way. Come on, preacher. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. It says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Come on, Minister Martin Austin, I need a little bit more Bible. It says in Proverbs 3:5, it says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and God will direct your path. Okay, Mom, that's only two things. I got more Bible to back me up. It says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord, but it's our opportunity to walk in those steps. I was talking about the children of Israel. They were stuck in the wilderness because of two things, a lack of faith and disobedience. I say this to the men, a lack of faith and disobedience will put you in a non-productive life. It will put you wandering, spinning the wheel, going through the motions. Go to work, come home. Go to work, come home. Sunday, go to church, come home. Why? Because you don't have a clear blueprint for your life. It's not a bad thing, but it's a bad thing when you don't even recognize it and you're just looking up and next thing you know, it's a month. Next thing you know, it's a week. Next thing you know, it's 2 weeks. Why? Because you've allowed the spirit of the spirit of procrastination to rest on you. And the spirit of procrastination will put out your fire, and it will make you a non-productive, an inadequate, an inconsistent Christian, which means that all you're doing is just becoming a walking, just like a walking vessel. You don't have any life inside of you, but you're just simply existing. There is a great difference between existing and living. Living, you are living on purpose for a purpose, and that purpose is to give God the glory. If your agenda does not bring God glory, you need to go back to the table, dust it off, start all over, rip the page out, burn it and start over, and say, God, show me your will. Why? Because the only reason we are here is to draw people to God. The Bible says if Jesus be lifted up, he will draw all men unto you. When a man has a vision, the vision will shake his family's vision inside of the vision. And you have to understand, you can have intent to do good, but never actually do good. And it's okay to have, I had intent. Okay, that's like, for example, just say I had an intent, I intended to pay the bill. I intended to pay the light bill. I was going to, I was thinking about it, I was about to do it, and then I come home, the lights are off. Not only am I in the dark, but my whole family is in the dark. But I had good intention, but intention without action will lead you nowhere. Intention without action is just like a rocking chair. It's something to do, but it will take you nowhere. But when you got vision, you got structure, you become productive, you become satisfied, you become faithful, you become obedient, you become disciplined, you become a powerful man of God, and you'll be a fireball that everywhere you go, everywhere the sole of your feet tread, the devil going to shake in his boots. Every time you wake up, the devil going to say, oh my God, he woke up again. Why? Because you become a man of confidence now. Now you become a man of courage, and that your down don't get you down no more. The things that make you feel worried don't get you worried no more. Why? Because you have made up your mind that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. You have made up your mind that I can do all things through Christ who gave me the strength. You have made up your mind that no weapon formed against me and my family shall prosper. So I'm going to live a life of structure. family, you must understand that vision casting is like sowing seeds. Vision casting is like sowing seeds. You may not automatically, if you go out today and you plant a seed in the ground, if you go plant an oak seed in the ground, an acorn in the ground, and you go outside tomorrow, you're not expecting to see a tree 7 feet tall. Why? It takes time. But you have to allow your vision to become clearer and clearer with each and every step of the way. One of your keys to success to your vision is commitment. All right, I know y'all probably going to hang up now when I say commitment. That is a word that intimidates so many men. Why? With commitment comes accountability. When accountability comes, there comes responsibility, which means that you cannot just do and go and say as you please because you are now holding yourself accountable. And I'm going to put a footnote right there. You can never expect another man or another person to keep you accountable if you don't, if they don't keep their own self accountable. If they don't have any boundaries, if they don't have any rules in their own life, you can't expect them to check you or keep you accountable, which means that you have to surround yourself with like-minded people with a vision to be able to go to the next level and to the next dimension in Christ, not worried about what people think about them, not trying to fit in, but they're trying to stand up and stand out for Christ. Becoming a man of vision, it will give you direction in life. It will give you an opportunity. I said, like I said in Proverbs, it says you're not leaning to your own understanding, but in all your ways, you're acknowledging God and you're allowing God to direct your path. When you understand that God is directing your path, you cast a vision and you go for the vision. You're going for the vision with all. You got everything that you need. I don't care who's not going with you. You have already made up your mind that I'm going the all the way. And in order to do that, you got to dare to have a voice. Because in this, some things are non-negotiable. Negative habits, non-negotiable. Anger, non-negotiable. Malice, non-negotiable. Jealousy, non-negotiable. Strife, non-negotiable. If there's certain things that you have to make up your mind that are non-negotiable, I don't care if you got to sit there and wrestle with that thing. Make up your mind that I am not taking this into the next season of my life. Stop bringing trash from the past. If you let go of the trash, God will be able to allow you to receive your treasure. Don't hold on to things that's not have any value. Hold on to Jesus Christ because that is the ultimate value. And understand this, your conduct will give life to your words. I don't care what you say. It's not about what you say. It's about what you do. Men are not deemed great because of their words or their intentions. They become deemed great by their action. If Martin Luther King said, oh, I had a dream, but I ain't going to tell nobody. Oh, I got a vision. Oh, I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to do something to change the world, but I'm not. That way, he would have never been talked about. We would not have got the last week off of Martin Luther King Day. But Martin Luther King, not only did he have a dream, but he went to put his dream into action. Somebody today out here listening, you may have feel like God has given you a dream. God has given you a vision, and you have let up on your vision and let up on your dream. I come to encourage you. I come to inspire you, and I come to ask you right now to go back and find out what God has called you to do. Blow that dust off. Blow that business plan off. Blow that opportunity off, and go forward in God. Don't worry about the bill, because if it be God's will, if it be God's will, God's going to fit the bill. Never not plan your vision because you don't have money. When I decided to do Memo to Men, I didn't have any monetary means, but I had faith. And when I had faith, God will allow your faith to work in your favor. So once you understand, you get excited about something, allow your excitement to become education. Once you get educated, allow it to become an example, which means that you put it into practice, something in your life, and I come to speak to you to let you know that, yeah, you may be feeling like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I got some stripes against me. But I don't care how it may look. If you only be able to get your eye on Jesus, you'll be able to get to the next level. And I come to talk to every man right now under the sound of my voice, just like Peter. Peter was on the boat, as I close with this story. Peter was on the boat. Many people know this story. Peter was on the boat, and they were on the boat. Peter and the 12 disciples, they were on the boat. And while they were on the boat, they saw what they perceived to be a ghost coming towards them. And as the ghost came towards them, they got nervous. But Peter had a little heart. Peter said, "Who's that out there in that water?" Jesus said, "It is me, Jesus." Peter, still a little apprehensive, he said, "Okay, Jesus, is that really you? Bid me to come." once he said, bid me to come, Peter stepped out on the water. And I come to let somebody here know today, you have to first go in faith to step out on the water. You can't actually see the things that God wants you to see if you're still sitting in the boat. You already confirmed who Jesus was through your relationship. Now you see who he is, you got to step out on faith. What faith does not make sense. Faith does not always agree with everybody else, but faith is just saying, I don't care what I know that I know that I know, that Jesus called me out on the water, so as long as I get on this water, God going to provide for me. So he stepped out of the boat. And he walked through the water. He took a few steps. But after he realized that, oh, man, I'm not on the boat, and he's seen a little bit of storms going around him, he got frightful. And that's a lot of times we as people, we go out there and we get fearful when we step out on faith. But even though we step out on faith, keep on walking in faith. And a lot of people always judge Peter and discredit Peter because he's drowning. Oh, I give Peter some credit. Why? Because he had enough strength to step out on the boat. The scriptures never said anything about any other disciple getting out the boat. So he stepped out on the boat, but the most important part there was he started drowning. And when he started drowning, he knew who to call on. So I want to let some brothers out here know, even though you may step out off the boat, you may walk in faith, and you may find yourself drowning in the vicissitudes of life, if you only know how to call on Jesus. How do you know? I'm glad you asked. The Bible says, call on me in the day of trouble, and I will answer, and I will show you mighty things. So even though you may be drowning in debt, even though you may be drowning in sin, even though you may be drowning in anger, you better call on the name of Jesus. Why? Because there's power in his name. And when you're calling it out of the muck and the miry clay, and he's going to help you to get through. Oh, because when I was sinking deep in sin, far from the people's shores, that very deepness came within, far from everything that I thought I was going to do, God called me, which was the master of the sea. He heard my despairing cries, and from the water he lifted me, and God has brought me. What it was that brought me up, it was love that lifted me. And the pathetic part about this entire story, it was love that lifted Peter. It was love that didn't let him drown. It was love that helped him up. And the very thing that Peter was drowning in was the same thing that Jesus was walking on. So I don't care what you're drowning in today, God is walking on it. If you're drowning in sin, God is walking on it. If you're drowning in debt, God is walking on it. I dare you to call on the name of Jesus in the day of trouble and allow God to answer. Why? Because the Bible said, it says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So I come to let some men know today, I don't care where you are. I don't care how dark it may seem. I don't care how grim it may seem. I come to call you up out of a dark place, and I come to speak light into your life. I come to let you know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. I come to let you know that you are more than a conqueror. I know you're made with a child, but it's time for us to be men, to start standing up for Jesus Christ and stop allowing the enemy to take over our family. Stop allowing the devil to call in our finances. We come to draw them up out of our mind and draw them out of everything right now. So I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that God has made a way out of no way. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that God has been my bridge over troubled water. I don't know about you. I'm so glad that God has been my way maker out of no way. I'm so glad that God has been my all in all. So I come to give God some praise, and I come to give God some glory, and I come to worship God in spirit and in truth. And it's in Jesus' name that I deliver this message. Now let the redeemed of the Lord say amen and hallelujah. I know you may be listening to the message right now, but I dare whatever you're doing right now, just stop and lift your hands and worship. I don't care what you're doing right now. I know you may be cooking something, but go on and cut the pot up and give God some praise. Go on and open up your mouth and worship God right now. I don't care what you're falling at. Say, God, I confess my sins. God, I made some mistakes. God, I got off track. God, I've fallen short of your glory. But if you're only able to pick me up and give me another opportunity, God, I ain't been the best father. God, I ain't been the best husband. I ain't talked to my child in a week. I ain't been at the school. I ain't took a dime. I ain't paid no child support. I ain't go throw the football with my son. Oh, God, forgive me right now and give me another opportunity to get it right with you. Teach me how to walk upright. Teach me how to be a man. And teach me how to be a father. And I guarantee you right now, God will continue to change your life right now. So you be blessed and you be encouraged. And all of my men out there, I thank God for this opportunity to share with you. It is my prayer that every word that I said will go into your heart and it penetrates you to make you stronger, make you wiser, and make you tougher. It's in Jesus' name that I pray and I bring this message to you today through Life Thoughts, Minister Austin, Life Ambassador, Minister. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. You know, brother, I just praise God for you. I just thank God for your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Man, I can't even type fast. I can't type fast enough on Facebook.
Bless his name.
Glory. Hallelujah. Oh,
yeah,
bless his name. I'm just, you
call.
Got
God
me stirred
him.
Up, sir.
Calling him.
Woo, God, I'm telling you, my brother, I just praise God for the word tonight. And I know that even women were blessed. I'm
Amen.
Telling you,
Amen.
I got people. People are overwhelming my Facebook page right now. They are
Bless
overwhelming my Facebook page. You know, so I know they are sensing the move of God just like I am. They are sensing the excitement of God, you know, as you as a vessel of the Lord
Hallelujah.
To minister. And people still hitting my, I mean, my page is just on overload. I can't even touch it. Before I could even type something, somebody to over, they didn't just, covered up my screen so that I can't even type, you know. but people
glory.
Are excited about the word of God. People are excited about, especially young men, a young man
Amen.
As yourself, you know, dedicated to the Lord, dedicated to your wife, dedicated to your children, dedicated to making a difference. And it would make us feel the sense of that catching fire, if you would, and just to know
Amen.
That God has put a word in your belly that can minister to us. And we just praise
Amen.
God for you, man of God, as a gift to the body
Glory.
Of Christ. And we praise God that I know God is being glorified through your life, you know, and I just want to also encourage those, again, as many that are hitting my Facebook page even now, but again, visit me at lifethoughtspublishing.com or visit me on my website, my Facebook page at Life Thoughts Radio or N.A.E. Morton, author, and connect with this brother on Facebook at Marlon Austin on Facebook, and I'm telling you, you're going to get his spiritual hot shots he sends out and posts on his Facebook page. And brother, if you have any other contact information, feel free to share that right now.
All right, my email is maustin@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook and also on Instagram, PreacherMan1000. My wife and I, we actually have we started a marriage ministry as well. It's called What God Has Joined Together. We'll be meeting on
Amen.
February the 14th. We'll be meeting again in March. And what we're going to do with that is we're going to sow into marriages. We've been married for 7 years, and we want to sow into a family. I'm going to be working with men, and God has given me the burdens for families, because families are so
Amen.
Broken, so despondent, and we don't have, you know, you got women falling by the waist, men falling by the waist. But I believe that strong families, strong men will build strong families. Strong families
Amen.
Will build strong communities. So we don't have to continue to depend on the government to fix things that we can fix within ourselves. It's not the church's, it's not the government's job to fix it. It's the church's responsibility. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And as I shared with you before we actually got on the air, you know, I don't know if your wife is listening in. We just want to, again, send a shout out to Lady
Amen.
Tiffany. And we praise God for the little babies. And we really would love, we're just going to be prayerful and see if God would allow us to bring both of you back so that you can come and share from your marriage ministry here on Life Thoughts Radio. We really want to, you know, God has even myself in a season right now to just minister and be ministered to as it relates to relationships, various types of relationships. So that's going to be something that we're going to get a chance to do this year, is to share as it relates to relationships.
Amen.
So we would really love for you to come back and share with us and just minister on the air. Praise God. Praise God.
Glory.
Well, we just want to let you know, family, again, it's a wrap. We just praise God again. We're super excited again about what God is doing for our 2015 Life Thoughts Radio broadcast. And we just thank and praise God again, Brother Austin, for having you on and sharing, just jump-starting us on the right foot for this year, 2015, looking for great and marvelous things out of what God is going to do in your life and through your life and through your family's
Amen.
Ministry. And
Amen.
We just praise God for you and bid you Godspeed. Praise God, family. again, we thank God for you sharing with us on tonight. And we ask that, again, that you drop by our website at lifethoughtspublishing.com, or, again, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook at Life Thoughts Radio, Anna E. Morton, author, on our Facebook page, or Twitter at Evangelist A. And we will keep you abreast of when we're going to have our next show. Again, we don't have a show on next week, but we will definitely make sure that we blast it out for you so you can know what God is doing and how God is moving. Right now, we're moving with the cloud of God. Is that all right? Praise God. So, again, it's a wrap, family. We thank and praise God for you sharing with us. And, again, come back. Share this link with someone else. Share this ministry tonight with someone else that may have missed it live tonight. You can always go back and listen on demand to any of our broadcasts. Amen. Praise God. You enjoy the rest of your season and know that God is with you. What enemy can be against you? Amen. God bless you, family. Grace and peace. Good night, everybody.
I have a life thought for your journey, a life thought for your day, to keep your heart in tune, like giving wisdom for your way. I have a life thought for your journey, a life thought for your day, to keep your heart in tune, life-giving wisdom for your way.